bring you Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Isaiah, and we're in the 11th chapter. The royal line of David will be cut off, chopped down like a tree. But from the stump will grow a shoot, yes, a new branch from an old root. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight will be obedience to the Lord. He will not judge by appearance, false evidence, or hearsay, but will defend the poor and the exploited. He will rule against the wicked who oppress them, for he will be clothed with fairness and with truth. In that day, the lion and the lamb will lie down together, and the leopards and goats will be at peace. Calves and fat cattle will be safe among lions, and a little child shall lead them. The cows will graze among bears. Cubs and calves will lie down together, and lions will eat grass like the cows. Babies will crawl safely among poisonous snakes, and a little child who puts his hand in a nest of deadly adders will pull it out unharmed. Nothing will hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for as the waters fill the sea, so shall the earth be full of the knowledge of the Lord. In that day, he who created the royal dynasty of David will be a banner of salvation to all the world. The nations will rally to him, for the land where he lives will be a glorious place. At that time, the Lord will bring back a remnant of his people for the second time, returning them to the land of Israel from Assyria, Upper and Lower Egypt, Ethiopia, Elam, Babylonia, Hamath, and all the distant coastal lands. He will raise a flag among the nations for them to rally to. He will gather the scattered Israelites from the ends of the earth. Then at last the jealousy between Israel and Judah will end. They will not fight each other anymore. Together they will fly against the nations possessing their land on the east and on the west, uniting forces to destroy them. And they will occupy the nations of Edom, Moab, and Ammon. The Lord will draw a path through the Red Sea and wave his hand over the Euphrates, sending a mighty wind to divide it into seven streams that can easily be crossed. He will make a highway from Assyria for the remnant there, just as he did for all Israel long ago when they returned from Egypt. On that day you will say, "Praise the Lord. He was angry with me, but now he comforts me. See how God has saved me. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord is my strength and song. He is my salvation." Oh, the joy of drinking deeply from the fountain of salvation. In that wonderful day you will say, "Thank the Lord. Praise his name. Tell the world about his wondrous love. How mighty he is. Sing to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things. Make known his praise around the world. Let all the people of Jerusalem shout his praise with joy. For great and mighty is the Holy One of Israel, who lives among you."
Thank you.
this in God showed Isaiah son of Amos concerning Babylon's doom. See the flags waving as their enemy attacks? Shout to them, O Israel, and wave them on as they march against Babylon to destroy the palaces of the rich and mighty. I, the Lord, have set apart these armies for this task. I have called those rejoicing in their strength to do this work to satisfy my anger. Hear the tumult on the mountains. Listen as the armies march. It is the tumult and the shout of many nations. The Lord of hosts has brought them here from countries far away. They are his weapons against you, O Babylon. They carry his anger with them and will destroy your whole land. Scream in terror, for the Lord's time has come, the time for the Almighty to crush you. Your arms lie paralyzed with fear. The strongest hearts melt and are afraid. Fear grips you with terrible pangs like those of a woman in labor. You look at one another helpless as the flames of the burning city reflect upon your pallid faces. You see, the day of the Lord is coming, the terrible day of his wrath and fierce anger. The land shall be destroyed and all sinners with it. The heavens will be black above them. No light will shine from stars or sun or moon. And I will punish the world for its evil, the wicked for their sin. I will crush the arrogance of the proud man and the haughtiness of the rich. Few will live when I have finished up my work. Men will be as scarce as gold, of greater value than the gold of Ophir. For I will shake the heavens in my wrath and fierce anger, and the earth will move from its place in the skies. The armies of Babylon will run until exhausted, fleeing back to their own land like deer chased by dogs, wandering like sheep deserted by their shepherd. Those who don't run will be butchered. Their little children will be dashed to death against the pavement right before their eyes. Their homes will be sacked, and their wives raped by the attacking hordes. For I will stir up the Medes against Babylon, and no amount of silver or gold will buy them off. The attacking armies will have no mercy on the young people of Babylon, or the babies, or the children. And so Babylon, the most glorious of kingdoms, the flower of Chaldean culture, will be as utterly destroyed as Sodom and Gomorrah were when God sent fire from heaven. Babylon will never rise again. Generation after generation will come and go, but the land will never again be lived in. The nomads will not even camp there. The shepherds won't let their sheep stay overnight. The wild animals of the desert will make it their home. The houses will be haunted by howling creatures. Ostriches will live there, and the demons will come there to dance. Hyenas and jackals will den within its palaces. Babylon's days are numbered. Her time of doom will soon be here. But the Lord will have mercy on the Israeli. They are still his special ones. He will bring them back to settle once again in the land of Israel. And many nationalities will come and join them there and be their loyal allies. The nations of the world will help them to return. Those coming to live in their land will serve them. Those enslaving Israel will be enslaved. Israel shall rule her enemies. In that wonderful day when the Lord gives his people rest from sorrow and fear, from slavery and chains, you will jeer at the king of Babylon and say, "You bully you. At last you have what was coming to you. For the Lord has crushed your wicked power and broken your evil rule. You persecuted my people with unceasing blows of rage and held nations in your angry grip. You were unrestrained in tyranny. But at last the whole earth is at rest and is quiet. All the world begins to sing. Even the trees of the woods, the fir trees and the cedars of Lebanon sing out with a joyous song. Your power is broken. No one will bother us now. At last we have peace." The denizens of hell crowd to meet you as you enter their domain. World leaders and the earth's mightiest kings long dead are there to see you. With one voice they all cry out, "Now you are as weak as we are. Your might and power are gone. They are buried with you. All the pleasant music in your palace has ceased. Now maggots are your sheet, worms your blanket. Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we've read from the book of Isaiah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at this same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.